And now this is a dictation for Amanda McCormick, McCormick, June 1, 1985, addressed as a letter to Dr. Khan, Khan. A025083. Dear Dr. Khan, a follow-up for Amanda, who likely has SIADH. Last visit a year ago. Comes accompanied with mother. She is blind. No activity for seizures, a stable psychiatric disorder on treatment, a stable migraines, a number of emergency room visits, obesity, no falls, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no urinary symptoms, a stable edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no oxygen or CPAP machine, medication list review, notice the sodium tablets, the urea sodium, I'm going to highlight the Jardiance, Monjaro, short long-acting insulin, no anti-inflammatory agents, the only potential blood pressure prazosin, prazosin. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, few days ago, July. Normal hemoglobin. Low sodium 117, upper potassium, normal acid base. Normal creatinine in the low side, given the low muscle mass. Normal albumin. There has been no albumin in the urine, less than 30 milligrams per gram. Last A1C 6.7 in April, which is an improvement, as previously was in the upper 7. Prior urine negative for blood and protein. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Hyponatremia, hypoosmolality, with prior testing in the past in the urine for sodium and creatinine, suggesting SIADH, likely related to a number of medications for psychiatric disorder, depression, anticonvulsants, migraine. She already is on increased protein, sodium tablets, and urea tablets replacement, fluid restriction. The only medication that potentially can control the problem will be an ADH antagonist. Discuss, however, about the potential side effects of liver disease, sometimes extreme, requiring a liver transplant. And I'm going to update the urine sodium and the urine osmolality. Mother says that she is compliant with medications. She follows with endocrinology. Blood pressure in the office, in the upper side, nothing to suggest adrenal insufficiency. End of dictation.